Joseph.
So what now, Jack Sparrow? Are we to be two immortals locked in an epic battle until Judgment Day and the trumpet sounds?
Or you could surrender. Swing away, Meryl. Meryl. Swing away.
All right, who did it? Fess up or I start calling parents. What were you thinking, Silas?
I'm sorry, Mr. Dante. They said you wouldn't care because your expectations for a fair deal have been dulled after years spent at this soul-crushing, less than minimum wage hellhole.
You got me there.
You pig.
Excuse me? Pig? I doubt it. Think the lady protests too much or what? I think you're just afraid to party with a real man.
A real man who has to use a gun? Who has to dress up like that and keep people prisoner? You're not a man. You're a coward.
Oh no.
She does not speak for the rest of us, Mr. Clown. We think you're quite brave and manly.
You big pussy! I don't believe you! You're all a bunch of pussies.
Son of a bitch, it's time again for another episode. And for all you geeky motherfuckers with the GPS, you take these coordinates 38.745455 and then a negative 104.724626. And you find yourself at Studio D Chevalier, where the show be awesome casting semi-live with that same old cast of characters. Heather Knight, Jason Ozan, if he happens to show up, Justin Carmichael, and the perennial men of the hour, or half hour as it were, the hosts of the program, Colin Burton and Derek Knight.
Those words are evil. Let me spell it out for you, mama.
With the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
E-V-I-L-B-O-Y-S.
Yes, it is time to bring the evil, as it were. It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. This is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com. And yes, we actually do have the whole cast with us. My sister Heather from Mad and Spam.
Hello.
There you go.
There I am.
Jason Ozan from Red Rum Radio.
What's up?
Justin Carmichael did, in fact, join us. How are you anyway? You just
where am I?
There,
there
you
we go.
Hey, see, you know,
shalom, my peeps.
What was it Colin said? You're not going to test the microphones?
And you're like,
nah,
we're good.
I don't need to do that.
Oh, that's professional.
Nor do I need to turn up my headphones or anything. This is what happens when you have a 2-year-old in the house who likes to play with buttons and knobs.
Yes.
And you just can't trust that everything's going to be in the same place that it was before. So, we have with us our booze to start the show, as is tradition now on the show.
And lots of it.
And lots of it, because I promised Mr. Ozant a whiskey flight. And what, of course, a flight is, it's not to take flight, but it's just several different whiskeys or several different anything.
Several.
And in this, but in this case, it's just tiny little amounts of but in a larger quantity. So, we'll get to him last. Colin, you will be enjoying the Family Reserve Van Winkle 15-year-old, because I'm not going to bust out the 23-year-old in your honor today. So pleased to be...
Yeah, every time before this.
Oh, sure. But not today. Well, I just
now
decided...
Now that I'm ready to try it.
Yeah, I just not de- I decided
you.
Not today. My sister Heather will be enjoying some peppermint schnapps because she's a girl and apparently is stuffed up.
Yes.
Justin has Aberlour 15-year-old Sherry Wood Cask Single Malt, the best single malt that I own.
Oh,
Justin's wife Jennifer is in the room. Unfortunately, not Mike, but she has some Osbach Eralt, which is a fine old German brandy. I have what I got for my birthday from Ray Louis, which is called Rye One, which is a very high quality distilled rye whiskey, and it is very nice. And so, on three, let's all slam them back, and then we'll go through what Jason has to go through.
All right,
1, 2, 3. Mine's nice.
Smooth.
Mine's really nice. What'd you
like,
think?
I don't even like rye bread. I don't know what rye whiskey would taste like.
Actually, rye, well, it tastes better than rye bread.
That's good.
Let's put it that way. But what'd you think of the 15-year-old? Yeah, the 15-year-old is very nice. And if you like that,
it's warm.
You'd really like the 23-year-old.
Sure.
I bet you'd really like some. How was your crappy peppermint schnapps?
It's good.
Yeah. Justin, what'd you think of the Aberlour?
It has a nice sweetness.
Maybe you got
in the back of the throat.
Maybe you got the Osbach.
It wasn't what I expected.
Yeah.
He wants his money back.
Yeah. No, it was good. It's definitely okay. Not a sipping whiskey.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Oh, is it?
Anyway, let's go with let's start Jason's whiskey flight.
All right, you gonna hold my hand through this?
Starting from right to left.
Right to my right?
Your right.
My right.
Your right. Starting from right to left, that would be the Bushmills Triple Distilled Irish Whiskey.
So all right, let's sample this.
He's making a face. He's swishing it around his mouth. He's contemplating the Irish whiskey.
No tears.
It's very mild.
He says with a face. Now, here's the problem with the tiki ones. Damn it. I don't know if the tiki ones contain either Gentleman Jack or LeBroughton Graham.
I think I'll be able to identify a Gentleman Jack, so we'll start with the first tiki.
All right.
That's not Gentleman Jack.
So. Okay. Well, it's something else.
Which one was that?
Well, I can't remember now. It was either LeBroughton it was either LeBroughton Graham or the Aberlour.
So fucking professional today.
I know. I really should have started marking him as I wrote him down.
Cleanse
the palate. Because this next one is a Japanese single malt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Mr. Big in Japan makes a face like, didn't you give me that? It's called
Japanese whiskey.
It's called the Yamazaki, and it is a Japanese single malt whiskey, and it's the cleanest finish of any booze I have ever tried.
All right.
You tell me if you concur. He downs it. He's contemplating it. This is a man who knows his whiskeys. Still contemplating. Looking at it as if something jumped out at him.
Godzilla.
It has a scotch flavor to it.
Well, it's a single malt. But it's Japanese.
But you taste the barrel in it a lot, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's good, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that UNC shot glass. Wow, what is
that? That's like a J-hammered.
Is something.
Oh, man. You know, I'm terrible at this.
God. That's America, man.
And you can't blame Max for this. He wasn't helping you pour the booze.
I know. It's either the Rye One or the LeBroughton Graham.
Okay.
This is what happens when you have a two-year-old helping you bartend.
Yes.
Oh, that's weird.
Ooh, he likes whiskeys and stuff.
That might be the Rye One.
That's weird. I've never tasted anything like that. That doesn't even taste like whiskey. It's like weird.
It's weird.
Professionally speaking,
that was weird. That'll show up.
No, that is absolutely the proper term. It's weird.
Okay,
look
cool.
It up, man.
I really knew what it was.
All right,
so
Gold Kings.
The Gold Kings. Damn, what did I say that was either?
Jeez, man.
Epic. Have you been drinking?
I just did. It's a whiskey.
It's a whiskey. All right. Good enough for me.
Clink of the shot glass. That one weird too?
No, that one's good. I like that one.
Yeah,
just shame you don't know what it is.
Yeah,
now.
I don't know what to buy.
I know. Well, I know what's in this next one.
All right.
And it's Crown. That should cleanse your palate nicely.
Absolutely.
A little girly drink.
Now, why do you say that Crown's a girly drink?
Because it's what my wife drinks.
And that's the only reason why. That's the only criteria
only reason I keep it in the house. Do you think I drink Crown Royal? That's for girls.
Oh,
I drink the weird stuff, apparently. Yeah.
You know, this is getting harder and harder to go through as we move along.
I'm sorry. But this is going to be...
Well, there's only two left.
Yeah, there's only two left, and that's...
All these whiskeys fighting it out in my stomach.
I don't fucking know what that one is. It's in a tiki cup.
Well, you said one of the tikis was... Gentleman Jack. I'll bet this is it, so... No, that's Gentleman Jack.
All right. Gentleman Jack. Fine. Tennessee.
Now, how can you tell the difference between the two?
Because he's a big Jack drinker, I think. Look at him. That one. Now that one. We finish strong because that is straight corn moonshine.
Oh, Jesus boy.
Thanks, by the way, for coming all the way up here.
Thanks for the free booze.
Woo.
All right. Here we go.
How does he handle the moonshine? Got a nice finish up.
There we go. There we go. That's basically like.
Oh. Oh my God.
All the way up until then.
Is it that bad?
Yes.
It's potent.
Okay, so that won't
and
be.
And I taste a corn cob in it, too.
It's so, screaming your throat.
Okay, so that won't be on your shopping list, but were any of the others. I should have probably started with that.
That would have messed up. No, this is a good finish. This is a good finish.
Wow.
Should have been scoring each one.
Should have been scoring each one, but if any of them were on your shopping list, I can just you can guess which ones they were. Yeah, I know I did this so wrong. Oh,
hey, but, no, you recommended the Knob Creek, which was absolutely
yes,
fantastic.
Knob Creek, so. Which is one of my favorites, and I recommended it on Facebook, and then next thing I know, you've got a bottle of it and
it's delish.
Thanking me for the recommendation, and hey, no problem. It's a shame I didn't, you know, don't get a cut of that, because I recommend it to just about everybody I come across, and it really is just, as you know now, it's quite the nice whiskey. Odd that I didn't put it in the flight. Hmm. Because I know you already have it. I didn't want to give you something.
You threw Crown in there.
Well, and Gentleman Jack.
Well, I didn't know, per se, that you were a Crown drinker. I never, ever would have said to your face that it was a girly drink.
Oh. Sure.
Right.
Yes. So it is the tail end of my birth week, and I don't celebrate birthday. I celebrate birth week because that's the kind of douchebag I am. But yesterday we had a very nice meal. Colin and Heather and Ray Louie came up to Denver, and we had a nice meal at this place called Rodizio Grill, which is a Brazilian steakhouse. Have you ever eaten at a Brazilian steakhouse, either of you two?
No, but I've heard of this place.
You told us about it. Told me about it.
Brazilian steakhouses are wonderful because they it's an all-you-can-eat type of deal, and it's a load-up-on-meat kind of deal. So if you like meat, it's the kind of place you want to be. The gauchos walk around with skewers full of meats, and they come by your table, and they say, would you like the picahana? And they just cut you off some.
Slice it off on there.
Slice it off for you. You take it. You eat it, and you... If your cue's on green, they come out of the woodwork. Now, Rodizio, we've eaten at Fogo de Chão, which is just down the street from Rodizio, and had a wonderful, wonderful meal. And you guys weren't included in that, so I'm really sorry. But so you guys got to experience lunch at Rodizio yesterday, and I was kind of disappointed, as meat places go. I thought the service could have... That's the dryer, don't worry. Oh. I know, we're but it's so sad. Studio D Chevalier also doubles as the laundry room. But no, it was a decent meal, but it certainly, I think it was better at Fogo de Chão. Now, granted, we had dinner at Fogo de Chão and lunch at Rodizio, so there's probably a personnel difference from lunch to dinner. There's definitely a price difference from lunch to dinner, but it was good, but not great. And the next stop would be Tejas de Brazil, which is in Commerce City, of all places. So I know
we've been there.
You've been to Tejas de Brazil?
No, we've been to Commerce City.
Well, yeah, we've all been. Commerce City smells bad. That's Commerce City's claim.
Bad.
Yeah, it's bad. But so it was fine. It was fine. I also had a massage for the first time yesterday ever, and that was, boy, was that something. Went to a place called the Oxford Club Spa. And,
was it a nudie one?
Nudie? Well, let me put it this way.
Did you drop trowel?
They tell you to change to your level of comfort.
Really?
So I changed, but I left my drawers on.
Okay.
You know, I'm sitting there thinking, do I really, really, really not want any support? So I left the drawers on, but it was wonderful. It was called a Russian sports massage. Now, not necessarily delivered by a Russian per se. A little bit of that. Justin's making the choppy chop motions with his hand, but a lot of stretching, a lot of pulling. And no, it's nice. It's better than you think. But so no, that was nice. Except I smelled like almond oil for the rest of the day, and my hair was a mess. But so it was a pretty good day, and I got some great gifts. So thank you guys for the doo-wop book, and then as the gag, everybody got me a real gift and a gag gift. So that's nice.
Oh, there you go.
And the gag gift, of course, the Complete Idiot's Guide to Hockey, which I'm sure I'll read.
Yeah, just to see what you can pick out of it, I guess.
Yeah, Ray gave me the rye one and the plastic traveler's hip bottle of McCormick's blended American whiskey that's sitting there on the TV tray of shame right next to the Pepsi throwback. But so, yeah, I got a lot of nice things. But one of the best gifts that I got, I'm now one of those people. I have an iPhone.
Oh.
I have an iPhone, and for years I just, you know, was like, oh, you people and your iPhones. I don't need an iPhone. I need a phone that makes calls, and that's it. I had no idea how much I needed an iPhone until I got my iPhone. My God, it's cool. I mean, you know what it is? It's going to make me so lazy because I'll never have to look anything up in advance again. If we're going somewhere, I'll just say, well, pull out the phone, pull up a map.
GPS it.
Yeah, and it's great. I've got a golf GPS on it now. All, you know, all the kinds. Yeah, the apps. There's an app for everything, and they're not lying. I mean, all this time, I was like, yeah, you douchebags and your iPhones, pretentious. And then Colin got one.
Just
and,
Mac bastards.
Yeah, if I got one, then how pretentious can it be?
Exactly. I'm like, well, it's down to my level now. I can finally pick one up. And I did. But I'm glad I waited because I got the really cool 3GS, which is like the one you've got. So it does the video and what it can do, Justin.
An autofocus.
It's got this tap-to-focus thing. So you in the old iPhone, it centers right in the center of the frame, no matter what. Well, this one, if you want to focus on something in the frame, you tap on it, and it focuses on that.
Ooh.
And it does video, and you can edit the video right on the iPhone. It does voice memos, so you can record interviews or whatever and edit them right there on the iPhone.
The one thing it doesn't do is two things at once, and that really gets annoying.
Well,
like if you wanted to do video and an audio, you either have to get an app that'll allow you to do that,
right?
Or you have to switch between them.
But as they say, there's an app for that.
Maybe. I haven't looked yet. I was thinking about it earlier.
Kind of like the iPad. It doesn't do two things at once.
Well, but if it's using the same microphone.
Yeah, I suppose.
So if you're recording video, you're getting the same audio as you would if you were using the microphone because it's the same microphone.
True.
But then you're recording
the whole video.
Actually, it's not bad. It's a decent little condenser microphone. If you get too close to it, you get some plosives. But I did I've done a couple tests with it, and the quality's, decent compared. I mean, it's a good phone. That's the thing. I always was thinking, it just does all this stuff. But, it's also like a really good phone. Like the call quality as compared to my old phone is 10 times better. Now, that's one of the things I hated about my old phone was, A, it didn't hold a charge for crap, and the call quality was terrible. I couldn't hear anybody, could barely understand people. Well, this is great. It's amazing. Plus, it comes with the headphones that, have the microphone in it, so it's just like an iPod that makes calls. And I guess that was the whole point of the iPhone all along that I've been missing out on. So, yeah, I'm now one of those people.
You are.
So I've had my birth week, and I've had I turned 36. So yay. I'm not old. I'm just a kid. And thanks for the sarcastic clap. Was that sincere? Was that insincere or sincere applause?
No, it was sincere. Okay. Sincere.
Yeah. And so what have we all been up to? I mean, you've got some news. I know you'd like to share.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Well, no.
Okay.
No, I was just setting it up, saying you've got some news, but Colin,
I've got nothing good going on.
Okay. So. Heather,
nada.
Not a thing. You did a show last night.
Yeah.
The joint, and you had the hosting duties, so you couldn't get completely blotto.
Not completely. Partially.
Yeah. So what were you drinking last night?
What? Crown.
I would never, impugn. I mean, it's still whiskey, right? And the Canadians, they're kind of tough.
Digging your finger right into it with two things now, the crown, and then you talk to the Verizon guy.
He's been saving that one for me.
I haven't sat down.
I'm honored. I get it this time.
I know. I haven't sat down in front of this thing so long. I was like, oh, shit, where did I put it?
I could tell you were looking for something.
And on top of it, you talk to the Verizon guy about an iPhone.
Well, isn't there plans to... Well, and see, that's the thing. I had AT&T all along.
There's rumors.
There's rumors that they're going to bring the iPhone to the Verizon network, which is fine. But for now, the people on the Verizon network have to settle for these other phones.
Settle? Droids. It's a droid.
Droid.
Does everything your iPhone does, damn it.
I'm sure it does.
Does it have all the apps?
It has a keyboard.
Oh my God, it's got a hard keyboard. Oh my God. It took me about an hour to get used to that soft keyboard. Yeah. So that was actually one of the things that I wish that it maybe had was that hard keyboard. But I found that the soft keyboard isn't so bad.
And I'm just talking shit anyway. I hope the rumor is true.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that it would be great. I mean, for any carrier to have that. I mean, it's been tremendous for AT&T, I'm sure. So any carrier, I'm sure, would be proud to have the iPhone for all them because those pretentious bastards spend money. Yeah, that's all there is to it. I mean, there's so many pretentious bastards out there. You want their freaking business. I mean, it's like a monopoly with AT&T. That's really got to be what the whole thing is. You got to be crying foul saying, what is this? This is not 1927.
They signed an agreement. Exclusivity for, nobody knows.
Many years. So it's this mystery, this nebulous figure that nobody knows.
But everybody's speculating that it's this year that the contract runs out. And that's why they're saying it's possible that other carriers are going to be carrying it before the end of the year, which, in my opinion, spells doom for AT&T, really.
Well, AT&T sucks. I don't know. I mean, I would think that the people that were already with AT&T would, have something really bad would have to happen.
But there's a whole segment of people, like you were just saying, people who are loyal to the iPhone, iPhone loyalists who love their iPhone, but can't stand the service they get on that network.
Well,
so.
I do have a feeling that that's why Verizon started this campaign about the 3G thing. so adamantly around the first part of the year was just to completely defame AT&T so that when that rumor does turn out to be true, everybody goes the way of Verizon.
That would be wonderful.
Well, for you.
Well, for me, yeah.
I'm sticking with AT&T. I mean, if you can give me a
deal. Well, actually, you probably weren't paying much attention to this. It was about a month or so ago. There was discussion about AT&T blaming their customers for actually using their features on their phone because they were dragging the network down. And they were wanting to charge more.
Really?
Even though, yeah, rather than beef up their own network so that they can handle all this traffic, they were wanting to charge more.
Admonishing the kids for playing too much?
Right, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. And that right then, when I saw that, I was like, fuck AT&T. If I can ever get off of it, I will.
Wow, look at you. So you're no longer, but you like your iPhone.
I like the iPhone, but I never liked AT&T.
I've never had a problem with them. The only reason I went with AT&T to begin with was years ago. We were at a family reunion up on top of Grand fucking Mesa. And I didn't even have a cell phone at the time, but my mom's phone, which was AT&T, was the only phone that could get any signal out there in, you know, buttfuck nowhere. And so I was
in the
Tule
Wads.
In the Tule Wads, as my mother would say. But she's also a pig farmer from Appleton. So I'm thinking if it can get a signal there, well, I'll go with them. And I've never been dissatisfied. Who can get a signal? Who can get a signal in Waldo Canyon? That's my question for you. Nobody can get a signal.
Okay, how many times am I in Waldo Canyon? I don't give a fuck what they get in Waldo Canyon.
Waldo Canyon is right between Manitou and Cascade, going up 24. Oh, so for a while, since I was working
there.
Oh, do you? Well, then we'll talk.
I mean, this was a while ago, wasn't it? So
what? No, the Waldo Canyon. I was working in Woodland Park this year, so I go up. I don't get service in Waldo Canyon
with AT&T.
With AT&T. But Mr. Verizon says that he gets service in Waldo Canyon.
Indeed.
His map is bigger.
His map is bigger. It's got all this red shit all over it. I don't know. I mean, I haven't had any trouble with it yet, so.
Okay, well.
God knows. If I do, we'll talk.
Now does the droid have the same apps?
No, they're different apps developed for. But the nice part about it is, though, all the Android software is completely open source.
Yeah.
So any schlub who wants to make an app can get the source code, make an app for it, and then they just basically submit it to Google. And if Google approves, they put it up in the App Store.
That's
why it's growing so fast.
Yeah, to do an Apple app, you have to buy into it
approval,
and get it. Yeah.
Well, and plus,
like $100
Apple's starting to crack down on apps here recently.
Oh, yeah.
They're starting to remove apps that they find objectionable.
Or that anybody has found objectionable.
Or that somebody pisses them off.
And they don't give you any reasons for pulling your app.
Right.
They'll just pull it, and you just have to guess.
They were giving the excuse that there was sexual content, but they're leaving in Playboy because they're an established company. Somebody tells me Playboy paid them a little bit more, so they're not, you know. And plus, guess what Playboy has? Lawyers. They've got lawyers that will come in and tear their ass apart, and they know that. And so they'll go after these people that don't have the same resources just to almost to prove a point.
Yeah.
Just basically, but Apple has always done that. And I hate to bash Apple, but sometimes you really have to point out the obvious. Apple has always been terribly proprietary. And if they can do something, they will.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it because they can, because they're Apple and they used to have the third party, you know, they'd license the Mac OS to the third party and, you know, the eMac or whatever, you know, some, not eMac, but it was People PC or some other crappy things that were making the Mac clones. And then, of course, they decided, you know what, this is a bad idea. Let's bring it all back in-house. And they released the new OS, and the new OS didn't work with these old machines. And that was essentially how they phased those old machines out. They didn't, you know, they said, on one hand, yeah, we're ending your contract, but we're also making it so that the new OS will not work properly on your machine. And they did it because they could. They did it because they're Apple. And granted, you know, you don't get all the crap with Microsoft that you get with Apple. You know, there's a lot of good about Apple, and that's maybe why, you know, maybe because they're so proprietary, things tend to work a little better.
Yeah,
you know,
I've got my MacBook, and I can run both Mac and Windows. But if you buy a Windows computer, you can just run Windows.
Yeah. And that Vista, a little problematic.
You're a little. Seven's fantastic, though. I've played around with seven a little bit. Wow.
That's what I've heard good things, but Vista's just a pain in the ass.
I'm learning that next week.
Concur.
Oh, so I would assume you're a Windows guy.
Yes.
So you don't have anything good to say about Vista.
No, not at all. In fact, my home PC, my whole studio thing, I'm still running XP on that because XP ran great for me.
Well, and I'll tell you what.
Broke, don't fix it.
And I know you're running Sam Broadcast.
Yes.
Sam Broadcaster. And Sam Broadcaster don't work in Vista, I found out, because I was setting up the studio up in Woodland Park. Yep. And the motherfuckers don't run on Vista.
And I
was sitting there for an hour trying to get this goddamn thing, and it wouldn't recognize the database. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It won't recognize MySQL, but the XP machines are running fine. So
I don't understand it either, because I was forced into getting Vista when I bought my new laptop.
Right.
You know, you can't buy a laptop and say, can you put XP in it instead of this crap?
Yeah.
You know, now I'm kind of left with the option of, well, I could upgrade to Windows 7 on that laptop for, what, $200?
Jesus.
So... No, piece of shit.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one thing that surprised me is the upgrade to Snow Leopard was only $20.
Yeah, I know. That's another great thing about Apple. You should, move over to Mac, but you can't run Sam on Mac. And for
there's
you kids,
no Sam for Mac, really?
There is no Sam for Mac. For you kids listening, what Sam is, it's spatial audio Sam Broadcaster, whatever it is. It is this wonderful piece of software for internet radio stations that does it all. I mean, it's a really user-friendly thing. You can automate it using PAL scripts. You can automate it using playlists. So many different ways to do it. And it only runs on Windows. And it don't run on Vista.
Well, why don't you use Windows on the Mac?
Funny part is it does run on Windows 7, though.
Just boot camp it.
Yeah. Well, you could boot camp
it. Or parallel.
You could boot camp it, but you know, then you've spent more on a laptop just to run Windows.
So but then you get Windows. Two computers.
Well, sure.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, if you're going to run something that only runs on Windows, I would recommend you get a Dell. I mean, they're cheap, really. Now, I mean, there's one thing about Mac. They are expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, for what you get, you're paying more than you're paying to get a freaking Dell.
But then how many times have I ever had to defrag my Mac? How many times have I had to reinstall, you know, how many times have I had, you know, viruses and stuff? It costs more because you get a little bit more. I mean,
well, no, look around. All right.
Mac.
There's three Macs in the room, and that's for good reason. Yeah. It's because I trust them and they do everything that, you know, believe me, I'm brand loyal to Apple. There's no doubt there. I'm not going to go
and
Windows.
And now, even more so.
Even more so. I finally, the circle is complete.
Are you getting an iPad?
No, I am not getting an iPad, and here's why. It's because I don't have a Kindle. I don't have any use for a Kindle. I read maybe one book a month. And, by the way, I just finished The Thin Man by Dashiell Hammett.
Did you love it?
I loved it. So much different from the movie. Mm-hmm. In fact, we'll talk about that maybe in the next show. But I just don't read that many books.
I know.
And, yeah.
But it's not just books. There's a lot of things
I know what it can do. But
impressive.
I got this. I got this. See, camera? I got and the
that
iPhone.
That is all that an iPad is a glorified one of those.
Actually, exactly the iPhone is better than the iPad because it can make phone calls.
It has a phone.
Well, actually, so can the one if you get with 3G.
And it can fit in your pocket.
Money, but I don't.
Yes. Well, see, here's the thing.
If you have to have a new bag to carry around your new tech, it's not a good thing.
And as you should be able to discern from the fact that I just now got an iPhone, I don't jump on these things when they first come out. That's just not what I do. I love to wait and see what they do to it. How are they going to make it better? Then I'll consider it. At this point, what do I need an iPad for? Now, what is the iPad used for? In general, you would think it would be people who have a lot of downtime, maybe people in school, people who travel. I don't do that. If I need to do anything like that, I now have my iPhone. It's a glorified book reader that can access the internet and run apps.
Right.
Well, I can run the apps because I've got the iPhone. If I want to read a book, generally, I've got the book. I mean, in meat space, I have a book in my hand, so I'm not going to, you know, I don't sit and read. I'm not like you. I don't have, I don't read that many books.
Yeah, how about you just buy a netbook? It does twice as much and it's half the cost.
Yeah, and at this point, I would just buy a netbook if I wanted some ultra portable computer. Now, down the road, if they make this iPad better, which they will, because that's what they do, I'll consider it. But at this point, I can't think of any damn reason for me to even consider the iPad. Just not. I mean, it's too expensive for what it does at this point, and I just can't justify the cost, especially since I just bought the iPhone. I mean, now I'm looking at my old iPod going, what am I going to do with you?
Well, now, Colin, we were talking about this on the podcast that I usually do for That Guy with the Glasses called Spinebreakers. What do you... we had problems with the Kindle because you don't own the books. And if they want to take away a book from you because of some reason or other, they can do it. Do you own the books on an iPad?
Well, from what I understand, I haven't really researched that much because I don't have the money to get one. So that's out of consideration for me at the moment. Mm.
So I like how you were fighting me on it, but
I wasn't fighting you on it. I was asking your opinion on it.
Devil's advocate.
Because
I like that. I'll give
actually
you that.
One thing I showed Heather that was just released is this board game app that you can play checkers, touch checkers, and also there's like I think nine games that you can play through it. That it's going to be available at launch as well for $3. So
you can play checkers.
You could do well, not just checkers
for $300.
Chess Go.
You can play checkers. That's right.
Not
why
just
not?
That.
Why not just go out to the game store and buy a few of these board games and then some books?
Board
and
games?
Save a you little say? Money. I know it's crazy.
Anyway,
you can even get the travel board games.
And as far as owning the books, you can, from what I understand, upload PDFs or anything like that. So you've got your stuff.
So you
can bring it onto it.
Okay.
So.
Well, and it seems like there's a lot of potential for it. I mean, really, I get that they're trying to rush it out and it's not going to be, you know, the first edition of anything is never going to be the best. I mean, they're always going to improve upon it, and I expect them to improve upon it.
Especially it's like, with Apple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, like the iPhone. The first iPhone came out was junk.
Yeah.
And, well, and your wife
has this. Making it better and better and better. And people kept
my wife has the second generation.
Right, exactly.
My wife's sister and gave her a second generation iPhone because she upgraded, and it's more than she needs. It's, you know, is it as good as that? No. But, you know, she can't have nice things. That's all I have to say. But no, so it's more than you need. But yeah, you're right. The first generation iPhone, was it better than the other phones out there at the time? Probably, to a point. Is it as good as the iPhones, you know, of the second generation? Absolutely not. That's, you know, that's the remote. They're going to upgrade.
And you keep lining up for it every time.
Yeah, not me. Until now. I just got to the point where I was like, hey, you know, this isn't so bad. Now is my time to jump in. So, and when was that first iPhone released? Like 5 years ago?
A little over three.
A little over three? So in 3 years, I'll consider an iPad, okay? Fair?
Fine by me.
Once the price comes down and they can do a shitload more stuff. Yeah. You're really not projecting today, or what? Your mic seems to be... Yeah, there you go. Try
okay.
it again. Nah, better? See, that's better. Yeah, I'm all seeing right. a lot of mouth moving and not a lot of hearing.
Yeah, I'm also, well, I'm a bit congested, so I might be saying something, but nothing's coming out.
Aw.
Except
flat. Paul Colwyn.
Aw.
Paul Colwyn, so sick.
Also, I haven't eaten since we ate yesterday.
Well, oh, yeah, dude. That whole meat coma. Oh, dude, no. You had no idea. It was a 2 hour
all last night.
It was a 2 hour fest of meat and food.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's go back to that. I mean, the Brazilian steakhouse. It, like I said, you know, we understand we've all come down to the point where it's all meat, right? Well, they also give you unlimited sides like polenta and cheese bread, which we didn't get any goddamn cheese bread yesterday.
No,
I don't know what
didn't.
The deal
no.
was.
Plus that one that looked like Mike Ricci,
one of the servers. He was really enthusiastic.
Every time, he was so enthusiastic, but every time he was near me, I could smell
body weed. Odor.
No, not body odor. No.
Dead puppies.
Yeah. No, baby powder. Like,
yo,
he had baby powder all over him, and every time he got near me, it was like, that didn't mix well with the food for me. Mm. So
he was making you sick.
He was making me annoyed. Yeah.
So it's just this unlimited festival of just evil and food, and so, yeah. Meat coma.
Yeah.
Meat coma last night. I fell asleep on the way home. I was in such a meat coma.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. But I also, you know, had the massage, so, yeah. Had you had the massage, you would have fallen asleep at the table.
Yeah, we talked about that on the way home.
What?
How I didn't get a massage.
I didn't get a massage.
During your birth week, we'll figure out how to get you all rubbed up.
Right.
Okay. Maybe Justin will do it.
You'll get happy anything.
That's right. Anything you want. $5.
Yeah.
What were you talking about on the way home? Or was you just bullshit?
We were talking about
you're gonna stop.
No, what Heather was saying, I'm betting that Derek Phil will sleep like right when they were get going. I said, I don't doubt it. And
I was tired.
She was talking about how you had the massage on top of everything else, and I was like, yeah, I didn't get a massage.
You know, so. here's how much food we ate yesterday. And you'll appreciate this more than anybody. I could not finish my flan for dessert.
Wow.
Yeah.
He had to give it away.
I couldn't finish my chocolate cake.
Ray had to finish my flan.
I finished my flan.
And then Ray couldn't finish his dessert.
Was it good flan? He finished
the flan. It was better than Los Carbonchitos.
Okay. Because he didn't used to like flan. And then we went to Los Carbonchitos and I had the flan and he looked at it and I was just,
He was having this foodgasm at the table.
And he was like, boy, I hate flan. I'm going to order some instead of trying some of yours. I'm going to, and he really liked it.
And, yeah, it was really good.
He became a flan eater.
This was better flan than that. And
wow.
But it was also big. It was like
huge.
It was like a huge like a
fist
cut of
flan.
Even more so. It was like a big pie wedge of flan. And then it had this cinnamon crispa in it. It was a giant round cinnamon crispa. It was covered with the, yes. Oh, it was wonderful. But I couldn't finish it because I had eaten way too much meat. Yeah.
Darn.
That's what you do. At a Brazilian steakhouse, you just eat too goddamn much meat. But we've had a lot of fun on the show watching Jason and Jess. I'm trying to find the right word. I should apologize.
Fun. That's what we had.
Yes, I should
apologize.
I should apologize for having finished with the moonshine because.
Oh yeah.
Boy, that was hard to watch. I like it.
That
I
was
really
like
do.
Build me up and then just kick me
hit
in the
you
nuts.
With a ball peen hammer. Yeah, right between the eyes. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. This is Derek Knight. We have been talking about, well, pretty much me for the whole half hour. But Colin Burton did join us from fizzleandpop.com.
Take care.
My sister Heather was here.
Bye-bye.
Jason Ozan from Red Rum Radio.
Yeah.
And Justin Big in Japan, Juwario Carmichael.
Happy birth week.
Thank you. And we'll talk a little bit more about what you're doing on the next show. But for now, this one's over, so we'll be back again eventually right here at sonofcheese.com.